You're listening to EPN, the ePodcast Network.
Welcome to Enterprise Radio, the signature show of EPN, the Entrepreneur Podcast Network, your channel for exclusive interviews with entrepreneurs, small business owners, and some of the world's top executives who share business strategies and insights that can all help you build your business, leading to your business success. And now, broadcasting from anywhere between Brazil, South America to Los Angeles, California, it is your host, Eric Dye.
This is Eric Dye, and once again, welcome to Enterprise Radio, a part of EPN, the Entrepreneur Podcast Network. Today, we're speaking with Mr. Alan Young, a strategist, entrepreneur, technology, and computing pioneer, and the author of Improve Your Odds, the Four Pillars of Business Success. He created the world's first personal tablet computer, the DTR, in the early 1990s, and was founder and CEO of Dolphin, which won a $400 million contract with the Pentagon and a $150 million manufacturing agreement with IBM. I'd say he knows just a little bit about technology. Mr. Young, thanks for joining us here today on Enterprise Radio.
Thank you very much, Eric. Good to be here.
And wonderful to have you with us, and thanks so much. So tell us, what prompted you to write the book, Improve Your Odds?
Eric, I have always been very interested to help other entrepreneurs, other businesses. It's just my nature, and I happen to be pretty good at that because I think I'm absolutely a serial entrepreneur. All I think about is business, how to make sure that, you know, business will be successful and be as successful as possible, working with employees, with customers, with the great ideas that the entrepreneur will have. It's always been a lot of fun for me. So I thought the best way to reach out to a lot of people would be just go ahead and write a book.
And why not? Now, what are the four pillars of business success? Touch on those if you would.
Yes. The main reason that I named the book that way is because as an entrepreneur, it's very confusing. People tell you that everything is important. And so what is everything? There's no way that any entrepreneur, especially when they're starting out with limited resources, would know what to focus on. So when I thought about it, it makes a lot of sense if we can focus on the main component that really matters, that the success of a business is dependent on it. And the four major pillars would be you, your great idea, whether it's a business or a product, your employees, and the most important of all would be your customers. If you can handle these four areas very well, you will at least have the critical component to build a successful business. Now you can talk about other things that matters.
Now, if you don't mind, Mr. Young, can you talk about the importance of the first pillar?
Eric, I think it's extremely important that people realize that everything starts with the leader. Let's say you are the entrepreneur you've been dreaming about, quitting your job, starting your own business, be your own boss. So it is extremely important then to realize that if that is the case, do you have the leadership to be able to inspire other people to buy into your vision and support you on that and be able to do their part and contribute to what you have in mind? So being the first pillar is the starting point. Without you, there would be no business story to talk about. So it is extremely important then that as the entrepreneur, you're able to put your vision down, your ideas down, and be able to inspire other people, recruit other people that will share your mindset, your philosophy, to build a culture that everyone will get inspired and would be willing to do everything they can to help you make your dreams become a reality.
All awesome information there today. We're joined by Mr. Alan Young, a strategist, entrepreneur, technology, and computing pioneer, and the author of Improve Your Odds, The Four Pillars of Business Success, here on Enterprise Radio, a part of EPN, the Entrepreneur Podcast Network. Now, Mr. Young, where do you think cryptocurrency is headed? I know that's such a hot topic today. And do you think digital currency is going to replace fiat currency?
I don't think digital currency is going to replace fiat currency anytime soon, because it is a pretty complex technology and one that involves money, as well as the blockchain technology itself, which has a lot of different applications. But where money is involved, where government, nations, every nation is involved, would have some kind of self-interest to protect. It is not that simple. And on top of that, because there's so much money involved, it has the tendency to draw in a lot of bad actors, people who are highly speculative and want to get rich overnight. Having said that, I strongly believe that digital currency is absolutely the future of money, and many things will happen for the better, but it's going to take years and a lot of adjustment, a lot of cleaning up. But eventually, what it's going to end up doing is it will supplement fiat currency in a big way, because it is extremely efficient in terms of transaction costs and time. The ability to be able to pay between two parties without the involvement of a central authority, it is absolutely amazing, and there are a lot of things that can be attached to that kind of transaction. So I am very optimistic that anyone who is interested in technology and like to know what's going on next, to give it a lot of time to try to understand it.
Again, cryptocurrency and digital currency is such a hot topic, and we often talk about it here on this program, so some really good insight there on your part. Lastly, how do the lessons of the technology revolution apply to business today?
Yes, I think it's important that entrepreneurial businessmen understand that technology can be used as a competitive advantage, but it's important to be cautious about it, learn all about it, and take your time. Make sure that the timing is important. If you can exploit the timing of it, participate in it with great knowledge, that will be your competitive advantage and would further improve your business success.
Well, Mr. Young, it certainly has been a pleasure and an honor to have had you with us today, and thanks for your book, Improve Your Odds, The Four Pillars of Business Success. Where can listeners get further details on your book and even pick up the book as well?
You can visit fourpillarsofbusinesssuccess.com, and you can also link me on LinkedIn. I'm very active on LinkedIn, and I will be very helpful to anyone who may have any questions. And thanks, Eric, for the opportunity. I certainly enjoyed it.
And I certainly enjoyed it as well, and hopefully we can get you back on in the future right here on Enterprise Radio. Have yourself a great rest of your day.
You too. Thank you.
We've been speaking with Mr. Alan Young, a strategist, entrepreneur, technology, and computing pioneer, and the author of Improve Your Odds, The Four Pillars of Business Success. And for further details, simply visit fourpillarsofbusinesssuccess.com. And this is Eric Dye, and you've been listening to Enterprise Radio, a part of EPN, the Entrepreneur Podcast Network. Tune in to our live location as we are streaming live 24/7 around the world at epodcastnetwork.com/live. You can also find our live stream on iTunes Radio and TuneIn Radio, as well as the TuneIn Radio app for your listening convenience. And as always, we thank you for your support and for tuning in.
Thanks again for listening to Enterprise Radio here on the Entrepreneur Podcast Network. To subscribe for future programming, simply visit epodcastnetwork.com.
This is the ePodcast Network.